said that I'm a humble man, and that's not really true. I'm like everybody else. I have pride. I'm immensely proud of my family, immensely proud of my friends, immensely proud of this organization. But I am humbled by this position. And what humbles me about this position is the obligation that goes with it. And it's a very heavy obligation. There are 10,000 retired Los Angeles police officers, many of whom are in this audience. There are 9,963 active sworn officers, 3,000 civilian employees, all of who have or who are dedicating their lives to this city. And to be chosen to be their leader at this point in time is a very, very heavy responsibility. The Los Angeles Police Department has a vast and glorious history. It also has a history that we have tried to put behind us in some instances. And it is the obligation of the Chief of Police to continue the glory and to put behind us the ghosts, to bury the ghosts of the past. So I take that obligation very seriously, and as I considered it, as I think about it, as I thought about it last night when I was thinking about what I would say to all of you, it weighed heavy on me. But then I realized that it's not an obligation that's borne by one man, in my case. It's not an obligation that is solely mine. It's the obligation of everybody in this crowd, all my partners, all my friends, all my family, this community. It's our obligation. Those 9,963 officers stand beside me to carry that load. Those 10,000 retirees are at my back, pushing me forward, giving me advice. I have two great chiefs, retired chiefs from the LAPD, as my mentor that sit on the stage today, and others that could not be here. Sheriff Lee Baca, close friend, great mentor. I have him. I have the 10,000 sworn and 9,000 civilian employees from his department to lean on. I have the council, a great council, a council that supports this police department, a council that is dedicated itself to maintaining the level of public safety that the city of Los Angeles has enjoyed over the last 8 years, that has dedicated itself to finally realizing what another mentor of mine, Connie Rice, so aptly pointed out, that thin blue line policing is what has caused the failures of the Los Angeles Police Department in the past. That adequate staffing, intelligent policing, partnership, community, those things are what have to be the mandate of the Los Angeles Police Department. And this council understands that. And I have a mayor, a great mayor, who has been adamant in the integrity of the selection process, but who has stood by this Los Angeles Police Department during his entire tenure and ensured that it grew and ensured that it had leadership, ensured that it had the material to do the job, and a great police commission. And I've worked for a bunch of police commissions, and not to disparage any of the priors, but this is a great commission. And this is a commission that supports its police department and loves its city just like the police department does. So I came to realize that obligation wasn't an obligation at all. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to take the next step with the Los Angeles Police Department, to take the next step in the city of Los Angeles, to move forward from where we are. 2009, a great year for the Los Angeles Police Department. New facilities. Unprecedented crime declines. We may have right at 300 homicides this year. Now, that's 300 too many, but it is an incredible reduction, almost 20% from last year, which was our best year. When I say our, I mean the city's best year in decades. And the Los Angeles Police Department gets some of the credit for that, but not all of the credit, because it's this community, it's the people in this audience, it's the faith centers in this audience, it's my partner agencies, it's the community councils, It's the neighborhood watches. It's our partnership with the community that's made this difference. That's what's making this city safer. We are the glue that holds it together, and we'll continue to be that glue. But we are not the sole architects of the success of the city of Los Angeles, although we are inexorably tied to it. The importance of this police department in this city is unmatched in my experience in the United States. The fate of this police department is tied to the fate of this city, and they go hand in hand. And the police department realizes that, and we accept that, and that is a true obligation. So I want to thank everybody in this audience. I want to thank you for this opportunity. I want to thank you for the partnerships of the future, and I want to thank you for the partnerships of the past. I have a tremendous investment, not only in the police department's history, as evidenced by my father, my relatives, my partners, who I've worked with for so many years and who I think so highly of, but also in his future. You know, the future of the Los Angeles Police Department, the future of the city of Los Angeles, is what this is all about. This is a ceremony where I get recognized personally, and I appreciate that more than I appreciate that helicopter. But I appreciate that. But it is the future of the city of Los Angeles that we must take into account, that we must hold dear. So I want to thank everybody in this audience. I want to thank my distinguished guests. I don't want it to go unnoted that my first accomplishment as chief of police is having Daryl Gates and Tom Hayden on the same podium. And there's been no lightning bolts. There's been no untold drama. So I think that the next 5 years will be easy after that. So again, my friends, my longtime friends, my partners for the last three decades, my mentors, and I see many of them that I grew up with. JD, thank you for being here. Thank you. And I appreciate this opportunity, and I will not let you down. Thank you.